Hi, Gavin Jones here. Welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm real glad that you could join me. Today, I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary, and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. And I'll be right back. Great Theatre of Havana Alicia Alonso will reopen its doors on the 12th of September with a story of love, deception, betrayal. A world dance classic, Giselle, with the National Ballet of Cuba. The company, Cultural Heritage of the Nation, is responsible for the reopening of the Prado and San Rafael Coliseum, the Great Theatre of Havana Alicia Alonso, after several months of repair. Thursday the 12th, Friday the 13th, and Saturday the 14th at 8:30 p.m. Then Sunday the 15th at 5 p.m. this month, September. The leading roles on these occasions will be assumed by the first dancer and deputy director of the company, Vienxe Valdez, as well as by the first figures, Annette Delgado, Sadaise Arencibia, Gretel Morejon, Dani Hernandez, Rafael Kainedit, and Raul Abreu. The choreography is by Alicia Alonso, on the original by Jean Coralie and Jules Perrault. The booklet was composed by Théophile Gautier, Vernoy de Saint-Georges, and Jean Coralie, all inspired by a Germanic folk legend collected by Heinrich Heine. The music is by Adolphe Adam and the designs by Salvador Fernandez. Giselle, within the repertoire of the National Ballet of Cuba, has a singular importance. The choreographic version of Giselle by Alicia Alonso has been incorporated into the repertoire of prestigious international dance groups. Among them, listen to this list, the Teatro Colón, Buenos Aires, Argentina, 1958, the Greek Theatre, Los Angeles, California, United States, 1958. The Ballet of the Opera of Paris, France, 1972. The Ballet of the Theatre of Fine Arts in Mexico, in 1976. The Vienna State Opera Ballet, in 1980. The Ballet of the San Carlo Theatre in Naples, Italy, 1981. And the Ballet of the Slovak National Theatre in 1989. In 1966, Alicia Alonso received the Grand Prix de la Ville de Paris at the 4th International Dance Festival held at the Theatre of the Champs-Élysées for this choreographic version and personal interpretation of Giselle. After these presentations in Havana, the company will travel to Mexico, where it will present the program at the National Auditorium of Mexico City in Guadalajara, Monterrey, and Aguascalientes. The Days of Mexican Culture in Cuba will take place September the 11th and 16th in the Cuban capital, sponsored by the Mexican Embassy and the Provincial Directorate of Culture in Havana. The artistic director of these meetings, Hugo Orsley, highlighted in a press conference the historic ties of friendship that unite both countries. The director of the Marriage Song Academy of Gonich also announced that the National Contest of the Mexican Song will take place on the 13th in the Teatro America on Galeano Street here in Havana. He said that in the event, whose jury is headed by Miguel Diaz Reynoso, Mexican ambassador to Cuba, and singer Lolita Lopez will perform on the same occasion. An artistic gala is planned for September the 14th, also in the Teatro America, in which the distinction to cultural merit will be given to personalities, organizations, and institutions. The Okantomi Dance Company will perform on this occasion. Artistic director Hugo Orsley stressed that the grand closing gala on September the 16th, the National Party of Mexico, will be in the Hotel Nacional de Cuba, the National Hotel of Cuba. The program on that day, that's the 16th, includes an academic meeting where researchers and specialists will discuss the presence of Mexico in Cuban culture and the placement of a floral offering before the monument to Juvenito Rosas in the Cerrito de Batabanó, current province of Mayabeque, where Juventino Rosas died, the Mexican composer, on July the 9th, 1894, long time ago. Cuba and other Latin American nations are enriching the 8th Beijing International Art Biennial with works that combine native elements and diverse styles. Cuba is represented by a painting by the famous painter Flora Fong, where she honors the Chinese project of the Strip and the Silk Road and highlights the possibilities it offers for cultural exchange around the world. 6 artists from Mexico will be emphasizing the need to protect the planet, especially at times when ecosystems as important as the Amazon are in danger. There are outstanding creators from Venezuela, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and Argentina, amongst others, who are offering conferences on the different currents of contemporary art in their native lands. The 8th Beijing International Art Biennial runs until September the 20th at the National Museum of Art in China, Beijing. Some 640 works from 130 nations are on display, and according to the organizers, the high number of participants indicates the richness of different cultures in the world and also makes the event a solid platform for cultural exchange. An academic symposium will discuss the responsibilities of artists in a shared future, a philosophy promoted by the Chinese president Xi Jinping to guarantee equal socio-economic opportunities for the entire planet. The Leo Brower and Roberto Valera National Music Awards will focus the tribute of the 33rd International Choir Festival, which will be held in Santiago de Cuba between October the 28th and November the 3rd. In statements to the media, the president of the event's organizing committee, Daraya Abreu, said on the occasion of the 80th birthday of both artists, gala shows will be held in which their works as composers and directors will be staged, especially in choral performances. Abreu, that's Daria Abreu, said that the groups from Venezuela, South Africa, the United States, France, Ecuador, and Mexico will be taking part, which will fraternize with Cuban groups such as the National with the Deaf Profundis and Entre Voces formats, and those of Via Clara and Ciego de Ávila and the Madrigalista Santiago. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.